Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the newsroom, I'm Robert White. Pope Benedict XVI today received the president of Togo, Faure Gnassingbé. Togo is a French-speaking West African country with a population of 6.1 million people. According to a communique released by the Holy See Press Office today, the two spoke of their satisfaction with the good ties which currently exist between Togo and the Holy See and the contributions of the Catholic Church to the development of the Togolese people. They also underlined the necessity of arriving at full national reconciliation and the urgent needs of refugees and victims of recent flooding in the country. And Pope Benedict XVI met today with alumni from the Amo Collegio Capranica here in Rome. Charles Collins has more.
Pope Benedict greeted the community of the Amo College Capranica on Saturday. This is the oldest Roman college, founded in 1417 by Cardinal Domenico Capranica for the training of priests.
Signor Cardinale, cari superiori, alunni dell'Amo Collegio Capranica.
Pope Benedict remarked that Cardinal Capranica was interested in the spiritual formation of the future ministers of the altar and provided the constitutions that regulate the formation of the pupils. He says this spiritual dimension has supremacy in priestly formation.
Convinto dell'importanza che riveste la dimensione spirituale nella formazione dei futuri ministri dell'altare.
The Holy Father reminded the staff and students of the importance of cultivating a deep inner life with personal contact with Christ in prayer and a deep desire for sanctity. He said, without a true friendship with Christ, it's impossible for any Christian, let alone a priest, to complete the tasks the Lord entrusts to him. Pope Benedict said the location of the college is a providential gift, given the experiences that a student gains while studying in Rome. The presence of the Chair Peter and the contacts with other churches helps to enrich the Catholic spirit, understanding the universal dimension of the Church. He added that the presence of pupils from the Russian Orthodox Church imprints a further impulse to dialogue and gives hope to ecumenism. I'm Charles Collins.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.